A light was wrapped around her. The light stayed with her throughout the experience and made her feel protected and safe. She kept proceeding through the memory, seeing herself flying downriver and about to drown. In that memory, she now saw something new, God's hand in the water with her, sustaining her, helping her to get back to the surface. It really had been a tug of war for her soul. One hand, a dark, cold one, was pulling her down into the river. Another, God's hand, was pulling her up. She knew that God was showing her what had happened that day. She came to the end and realized that God had saved her for a reason. She was alive to fulfill his plan for her. Reliving the event was emotional, but Sissy stopped having nightmares from that point on. God also restored her gladness and gave her laughter again. She began reconnecting with friends. Knowing that God had fought for her made her deeply grateful and confident in his goodness and her safety in him. Her hip took time to heal, and there were still mental hurdles to overcome. The first time she swam underwater in a pool, she felt a rush of fear. It took time to get comfortable in the water again. But Sissy wasn't content just to be comfortable. She wanted to face her fears. She had gone through some counseling with a Christian counselor about the experience and felt ready to go rafting again. Sissy had learned in graduate school about methods of desensitization. You bring the thing you fear close to you and get used to having it nearby so that you no longer fear it. She started by searching online for videos of people rafting over Humongous, the rapid that had put her in the water. She listened to the sound of the rapids on the Ocoee River. Then she specifically watched videos of people flying out of their rafts and into the water. While watching it, she would imagine the sights and smells of that day. 2 summers later, she and some supportive and strong guy friends went to the Ocoee River to raft part of it again. Sissy was nervous. The night before their trip, she walked down to the river and put her feet in, touching the rocks and absorbing the surroundings. The next day, her raft partners surrounded her in prayer and promised to give her the best protection they could. On the calm sections of the river, Sissy made sure to enjoy the nature that was around them, to admire what God created. When they reached the level 4 rapids, Sissy was mentally ready. Their raft coasted through without incident. Sissy felt she had closed the circle for good. She now has pictures on her wall of her first trip to the Ocoee. Someone in another raft actually took a shot of her after she had fallen into the water and was reaching for the oar. That shot hangs next to a photo of her victorious return trip, where she made it down without incident. A day that brought extreme pain ultimately gave Sissy a revelation of God's salvation in action. Sissy says the experience was very significant to her growth and helped her reach a level of maturity where she understands her place in God's plan. Hurts from the past. Every one of us suffers experiences that hurt us. When those hurts remain unhealed, they cause us to shrink back from life, to operate out of fear and build our lives around avoiding more hurts. We take fewer healthy risks in relationships, jobs, and ministry. Some people even sabotage relationships because they don't think they deserve it because of the way they have been hurt in the past. Some people, hurt by abandonment or loss, will cling to others in their marriages or relationships, or accuse those around them of not being faithful enough. We see many examples of this at Mercy. Any person who has a deep hurt will find their decision-making affected. It all springs from...